asking me if I'd go to Melbourne and talk to people about a job. So I found out a little bit more about the job, and it turned out that Derek had obviously put him on to me, and I went down, and I decided this was probably the next move in my career life, and did. So I moved from the gallery into lobbying.
Were you, did you have doubts about whether you were doing the right thing in leaving journalism or leaving the gallery?
Oh, yes and no. I'd got to the point, by this time, this was jumping ahead quite a lot from 1980, this was in 1983. Labor had won the 83 election. Hawke had become leader. That again was there was another funny story. On the day, in January of that year, 1983, a story had appeared that Hayden was under pressure as leader of the opposition. And so I was recalled from holidays, and Labor was having a meeting of the Shadow Ministry, I think, in Brisbane. So we all went up to Brisbane to wait for it. And while I was up there, I got a phone call from a contact who will be nameless, who said the Prime Minister was going out to Government House to call an election, a double dissolution. And I said, yeah, right. And as I was quite buddy with Hayden, and reasonably close, but I knew Hawke fairly well, I thought, well, this would be, I think Hayden should know about this. And I rang his office and tried to find someone, anyone, who could get in touch with Bill, and was told that he was in, I think, Shadow Cabinet, and couldn't be contacted, and was anyone there that I could talk to? No. So I couldn't get the message through to him. And heaven knows, I mean, they probably were so locked in to make Hawke leader that day, it wouldn't have changed anything. But one wonders whether, if Hayden had known that Fraser was going out to a double dissolution before they actually got round to the point of forcing him out, whether he could have used that information to do have stayed in the job, I don't know. Probably no one does. I guess the thing is, once Hawke was in there, it became pretty certain that Labor would walk in. Although, as Bill said, a drover's dog could have won. I don't know. Fraser may still have beaten Hayden a second time, but Hawke was just so charismatic. And
I'd like to ask more about Hawke, and you said you got to know him to an extent, and also, of course, want to ask about your lobbying work, because we're very interested in lobbyists from the viewpoint of the history of this building, this place. But I'm looking at the time.
Yeah, I've talked too long.
And I've got something else that I have to get to, unfortunately. Mm. We've gone for a couple of hours on tape. Do you mind
another session? No, that's fine, Barry.
Oh, that's great. And also, next time you're here, let's go to your old office. And we'll have I'll line up to have some photos taken.
Yeah, that'd be good. Yeah.
Yeah, I was hoping we'd finish today, but we can't, and I don't want to rush it at all. It's great stuff, by the way. Thank you so much for doing it. And so next session, we can talk about Hawke, about your lobbying work.
Sure.
You can listen to this CD and tell me if there's anything you want to correct or add to or elaborate or you neglected to talk about. So thanks very much for today. Yeah. Anyway, Russ.
No, that's a pleasure. As it turns out, I have an unexpected dental appointment this afternoon.
All right.